Are you Mandalorian?
I'm a simple man making his way through the galaxy. Like my father before me.
Three Men and a Baby Yoda Podcast. Matthew, Dylan, Callan.
This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to episode 49 of the Three Men and a Baby Yoda podcast. It's been a fucking long time since these assholes have finally shown up. Since I looked it up. It was November 29. It's been 2 months and 7 days. That is fucking awful, okay? That's
pretty standard.
That's not a short break. That's a fucking almost a sixth of the year.
But that's more than 2 months. I think you've got your maths wrong there.
Oh my god, it's actually even longer. that's disgusting. That's 3 months in a week.
How many times do we say, "Oh, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back. We'll be back." You know, consistency, consistency. Well, and here we are.
Anyway, joining me tonight are the four. Three men and the baby, sorry.
I'm rusty
as hell. Joining me tonight, Dylan Chicalis, Maddie Turbo, Callan Gardner, all here. Dylan, how are you, my friend?
I am doing well. Star Wars is back. Mando's back. Haven't watched Bad Batch because...
Oh, hater.
Bad bitch. I'm not... We'll get into it.
Too busy buying fucking animals.
I know, you've become a crazy cat lady, so...
I have.
Anyway. Turbo, good to see you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, it's been a couple of months or three, yeah. You know, life, death, all the things in between that. Yeah, it's been a while, but it's good to catch up with you guys again. So I'm looking forward to talking about Mando, even though I have some reservations.
Oh, it is.
Cal, how are you, buddy?
I'm a positive, bring the positivity to this season and this podcast. No, I'm really well. I can't believe it's been that long.
I know.
We generally do have a 2 month. We had a 2 month, at least a 6 week last time. We thought that was too long.
6 weeks is usually our sweet spot for a break, and then
we doubled that bad boy.
I went to Fiji, and then there was not a lot on, and then you guys just go quiet as well.
How he's blaming
us. If Matt doesn't message us, then the pod's off.
There was definitely a couple of times when me and Deal were like,
"No,
100%."
We messaged each other like, "Is the pod on?" And I'm like, "Matt hasn't messaged us. Let's just." He must be busy.
Like, you two can't just connect and make a podcast without me.
Yeah, we
no,
could,
that's well, the reason why we're called K-Mos,
well,
Maddie.
Well, you did one time, and that was our lowest ranking episode ever.
Oh, shut up, mate.
It didn't get over 25 views. It still sits dismally.
It's because we would have, like, 8 podcasts by then.
No. The demographics are not in your favor, trust me.
No, it's been good though. It's good to have Star Wars back, and both Mando and Bad Batch. I've been actually getting into Bad Batch with my son. He's only 5, so he's sort of also been doing a bit of the Star Wars Lego on Switch,
mm-hmm.
which has been really hectic. So he's sort of seeing some of the crossovers, and it's good to do A New Hope through Star Wars Lego. It's so funny because he's like, "Who's that?" His dad, and pointing all these things out. I'm like, "I can't wait for you to watch this movie," and he's going to get it. So, and he's watching Bad Batch, and he's like, "Are they the good guys? Are they the bad guys?" I'm like, "Just stop talking for a sec, and then we can watch it." But no, he's loving it. I'm loving having it back, and then now it's just like a bit of a run for Star Wars for the next few months.
It's pretty interesting watching Star Wars with someone who's sort of taking it in for the first time or constantly asking questions. I feel like that's what I'm doing when I'm watching Mando with my wife. Like, I'm actually quite proud of. Oh, we'll get into it later, but she had two big questions. But Cal, your little man, he's growing up fast, man. He's looking partially adult now.
He's 6, he's tall as F.
Yeah.
He's,
just about to say, I can't believe you were saying he's 5.
He's only 6.
Santi's almost 2 months. Like, well, we go on hiatus for 3 months at a time. Everyone grows up, so
yeah. Yeah, well, Luke's 15 and he's now taller than me officially. So
how tall are you, Turbo?
6'2". 178, 179, something like that. Yeah.
So, yeah, but you're just under 6, is it?
Yeah, just under, yeah.
I said, "Fire, his son's tall." That's crazy, man. That blows my mind. My son, because my wife's family are all short asses. like five, my wife's 5 foot tall. Dill's getting fucking drinks delivered like he's a fucking king here.
Mate, you see Lord in my my name here. I am Lord, right?
I always say I don't want my son to be super short, but like his pop, his mom, like his nan are all tiny. Like I said, my wife's 5 foot, as Matt and the Lord know. So she's tiny, so hopefully he's already like up to her bloody belly, so see how that goes.
There's no worry with that kid, mate. Your kid's going to outgrow Steph by the time he's 12.
Yeah. But it's good. It's so good to be back just cranking a weekly thing to look forward to.
No, it's been a good week. Like, you know, this week's been particularly good. Like, the NRL sort of team list came out on Tuesday, which is a sort of super coach fantasy Christmas Day, first team list of the year. Then it was Wednesday, Bad Bats, Mando, Premier. Then Thursday, Arsenal, Everton. That was awesome. And then, you know, Liverpool, that was good for you, Turbo. And then fucking today, Arsenal, Bournemouth, 2-0 down, 66 minutes, it's 3:20 a.m. and I'm looking at my phone, I'm like, fuck. And I start listening and then Tom, there's another goal, then another goal, and I start watching in bed and I'm going ape shit. And then the 97th minute, we scored and the fucking live score notification ruined it for me as he was shooting, going goal Arsenal. And then I was going ape shit in bed. I texted Turbo at 4 a.m., which I'm sure he appreciated. and then all I got from this Turbo this morning was, yeah, not bad.
I can't believe you're celebrating winning against Bournemouth. Come on.
Mate, come on. 97th minute winner, last kick of the game. That's the full stadium. As if when Stevie G did those at Anfield, you weren't going ballistic.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
But speaking of football, Turbo is leading the fantasy football Premier League charts. He's, I think, what, 70? He instigated it. He got everyone together. He goes, everyone, let's do a league. Let's do a league. And now he's just brought everyone together to beat everyone. But you are winning, Turbo. You are.
I'm only winning the Scruffies League, to be honest.
That's the only league that matters.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
But yeah, and
not doing too well this week though. So yeah, I've got more points on the bench than I have on the field at the moment. So
I'm trying to chase Turbo down, but I keep fucking making wrong decisions. And then I accidentally made this no one like my captain, and he scored a goal and assist. So I'm coming for you, Turbo. But Turbo, how's Bad Batch? We'll skip Dylan because he hasn't watched it. But how's Bad Batch for you?
Bad Batch for me. I just watch Bad Batch once, and that's generally all I ever do is I watch it and go, yeah, not bad, not bad, and then just move on with my life. There's nothing like spectacular about it. It's a bit of a routine. My older son likes watching it, but again, we both get to the end of the episodes and go, is that it? Is that it? But where's this going? And yeah, they're good sort of, you know, one-off episodes with, you know, Monster of the Week, you know, with the Zillow Beast and stuff this week, but yeah, generally it's not, you know, it's not
groundbreaking. It's not groundbreaking Star Wars. It's not
groundbreaking stuff, no.
It is cool, but the world it's in though, with like the Kaminos and stuff. Like that's what I find interesting.
I do like how they're bringing back in the cloning sort of stuff. And what was that cloning planet? The Empire's cloning planet. What was it called? Can't remember. I'm not good with names, but yeah, it's all leading towards, you know, Palpatine and all that cloning as well. So. Yeah, generally it's okay. I'll just say, yeah, not bad. That's generally my review of Bad Batch.
I thought the two episodes previous that we just had, one where sort of the Senate was involved and Rio Chuchi, she was back and Palpatine came in at the end and just undermined everything and sort of masterminded everything. That was wicked. I actually forgot to watch Bad Batch this week because I was like, in my mind, I can only watch one Star Wars thing per week. And then I was like, oh, fuck. And then I tried to watch it after the NRL game at like 11 and I fell asleep. So I need to watch it again. But I've been enjoying it, but it's sort of just filling the void now. But now it's competing with Mando and it's definitely
it's not something that you look forward to, but it's just there and you watch it and it's Star Wars and yeah. It's good to have something Star Wars to watch.
Well, Dill, you're building up quite the catalogue. You can just binge 11 episodes in one hit. Are you looking forward to that?
Well, do you reckon watching them episodically and, you know, sequentially it will be better than watching them one after the you know, one on week.
It might be a bit rich to watch all 11. You might get sick of it after about five.
No, I won't sit down in one sitting, but like, you know, a few episodes at a time.
Yeah, something to do.
I always think they should be longer. Like they're very much, they cliffhanger you most, like at least every second one. There's always something. But it's all like the storyline's great, but like it's all the little detail stuff that I'm loving, like the Kaminos, that the cloning was still happening. It's like, it's basically just a background story of all the movies, which is pretty cool. And it's nothing too intense.
I have to hear you say one more time, Callan, I know you haven't said it yet, but you're a man of the detail. Man of the detail, right?
Yeah, man, it's what I love.
And there you go. That's probably why you like it, right?
One detail is they're called Kaminoans.
Yeah. So that background and all that shit and the cloning is pretty interesting, so that'll be cool. But now we're on to Mando, so it's definitely taken a backseat.
Well, yeah, it's back. It's been, can you believe it, 800 days since Mando. They took a longer break.
No, surely not.
Has it actually? 2 years.
Yeah.
Three months.
I've seen Mando since
then. Boba.
Oh, okay. That's why it doesn't feel as long.
I know.
Yeah, Book of Boba. Yeah.
Well, that was because Mando 2.5.
That's trying to throw out a cool, fancy stat, but it's really...
No, it's... sorry, but since episode 16 and episode 17, it was 800 days. I'm sorry. That's pure fact.
Yeah, but it happened in between those.
Yeah, but some people didn't see it.
You're missing the details, Matt, all right?
No, I'm not missing the details. I'm actually...
To be honest, like, would it be different if you called it The Mandalorian : Book of Boba Fett.
That's what it should have been called.
Like, if it was called that, people wouldn't be complaining.
No one's complaining. Let's be honest.
Well, no one's complaining, are they?
Who didn't watch it? Like, I mean, I haven't seen any complaints going, oh, is Grogu back? Where did I miss the memo? Like, I haven't seen that complaint. Everyone knows it happened in the Book of Boba Fett.
No. The complaints aren't about not seeing it. The complaints about why some key Mandalorian plot points happened in Book of Boba Fett. That's the complaint. So
one of my favorite analogies is from your mate, Emily Lind, and she goes, "I can't fucking believe that they took a Mandalorian storyline and then fucking undid it in some other TV show." That's like, you know, having an episode of Friends storyline get completely reversed in something like Mad About You. Like, she's so filthy on it. And
that's what I mean. If you called it The Mandalorian : The Book of Boba Fett.
But the Boba Fett and Mandalorian are in the same Mandiverse. Like,
so this is what it all is. They're all a part of it. Ahsoka's going to be the same. They're all going to be linked.
And do you think sort of Disney are laying down, taking a line in the sand here, saying, like, just like Marvel, you know, watch every movie, watch, stay to the end, watch every credit scene, and if you don't see it, that's on you. You have to do the work and be there. See everything. Don't miss Skeleton Crew. Don't miss Ahsoka. Go and watch Rebels because there's shit in there that you need to catch up.
But the other thing is, like, the other complaint is you needed to see Grogu and Mando apart, see how they live their lives apart so that you could actually look forward to them reuniting, right? But it just kind of happened. And that's the other thing that's not a great story.
Wasn't it 2 years?
Well, it was 2 years.
Found out the other day.
It was 2 years for us and it was 2 years for them.
All those years aside, like, Star Wars timelines are just a bit wacky and that's fine, but it's more about, like, why didn't we have the chance to see what Mando was like without Grogu and Grogu was like without Mando?
He was chopping down Clatooidians without a second thought. He was an angry man.
Yeah.
That's what he was doing. He was just slicing people. He had no filter. He was like, all right, kid's not here. I'll just go full gory. I'll just start hacking people to pieces, butchering them.
Question for you.
Like, you needed like another season of that apart so that you could actually, I guess, appreciate them reuniting. There was no impact of them reuniting. It was just like, hey,
I get it.
Grogu's turned up in a space Uber and here he is. Like,
It could have been. I know. I get what you're saying. It could have been this season when Grogu came back, and then you saw him for a few episodes in Boba. That, you know, that might have been. That could have been a little bit better.
It didn't need to be a part of Boba's story. Let's be honest. Like, they could have just done Boba, Book of Boba Fett, done whatever they needed to do. They didn't need Grogu to shut the Rancor down. You know, that storyline could have just done its own. And the first episode could have been, I don't know, it could have been what we got in the Book of Boba Fett. Like, I don't think anyone would have complained. Would you?
Yeah. Anyway, we got what we got, so I guess we need to talk about what we got.
Well, before we do that, my question becomes is, do we think that we're going to end up in a Marvel Cinematic Universe parallel where we're going to build up to Thrawn, get Thrawn to drop like Thanos, and then Star Wars just start to fizzle out? Do you think they're going to play all the cards for this great big build-up and then everything after that is going to feel lackluster? Because that's how I'm feeling about Marvel at the moment.
Marvel's – like I said to you that thing about Marvel, like this multiverse maybe just – and then this is
– bit much.
It's also like because you can just kill someone and then another spawn another
bring
thing.
Back, right?
The stakes are so – they don't mean anything because you can just – make another universe or another multiverse come up, so it means nothing and people are losing interest. I think the Star Wars biggest things, if they keep, you know, undoing shit that they've been doing, like, I don't know, bringing Grogu back, unkilling IG-11, like, people are going to be like, well, all this emotional weight doesn't carry anymore. Like,
yeah.
But we'll see. But we'll get into that because, you know, it was good to see the recap, the music, the clinking, metal on metal. And did any like how did you feel when you first saw this? I thought that the little helmet was for Grogu when it first came out. And I was like,
really?
Yeah. I was like, no.
Yeah, I thought it was too big. I thought it was small. Then I'm like, it could be Grogu. Then it was obviously too big. I'm like,
I
thought it was a young.
Yeah, I thought it was a young Din. Yeah, same.
Then I thought it was Din. Yeah, then
it looked like it could be a flashback, and then the end one sort of came over. But I mean, can I just ask for a second? Why are you doing your Mandalorian group initiations in super crocodile infested waters?
What, you mean the giant crocodile turtle? It's a fucking turtle. It had a big back of a turtle. It was. Hilarious.
I would have loved to be in Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni's sort of office when they're going, all right, Mando, episode 17.
Need a big monster.
What's the monster of the week going to be? And pull his hat and goes, giant crocodile / turtle. Yeah. Let's do it.
They didn't wait for fuck's sake. Those bastards did fuck all. It's like after the first 20 rounds, run away. Like, use your fucking your missiles on your back. Like, what are you doing, lads?
It was interesting. Like, there's some good memes going out. Like, after, you know, seeing the crocodile, super crocodile turtle, the blasters weren't working. Then the armorer decided to attack it with her smithing tools. Like,
I thought the armorer was going to kill it somehow. I'm like, this bitch is going to fucking go ham on this thing. And it just goes, nah, fuck it. I'll save someone instead. I thought that was a bit like I loved the whole thing, but the shooting the fucking I'm like yeah my fucking wrist is gonna hold this fucking thing down when they shot the wires at it.
Yeah,
I'm like,
What are you gonna drown a turtle? Like, yeah. it lives in the water, it's fine.
Yeah, I was like, that's not gonna work. But I loved
how are we not thinking of the fact that like they obviously do this quite often. That they don't have what it's like the size of three school buses, like a football field. How the fuck do you not know that thing's in the water just offshore, right?
Yeah.
Well, she sort of had felt it. There was a moment of pause, and no, it's good action though. Like it was just completely different. Well,
they didn't finish the ceremony. He didn't actually.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't finish. That's the ceremony, what made me so think it was Din, right?
Yeah, I don't know if that's the parallel with like Din of maybe there's something similar, but you know it obviously gets explained later.
So this will spawn my wife's first ridiculous question of the night. She asked me, if they're not allowed to take their helmets off, what do they do when they have sex? Are they having sex? Are they just sort of like banging away with the helmets on? And I was like, I'm not sure. That was the least.
You scratched my visor. Fuck.
That was her least good observation. The second one was very good.
That's not bad.
It's a good question.
That means there's no mouth action. Like, you know,
no.
What do they do if they want to get into like kinky like blindfolding? Do they have to like throw on a different helmet with a darker visor?
Maybe. Are your eyes shut? Yep, my eyes.
activate vibration helmet, Stan.
That's funny. Anyway, not a bad question. I look forward to more of those. Actually, please.
Good. We'll have Andrea's observation section on. Okay. Well, what's your question for episode two?
Yeah.
But you know, it's good to see that you can see like the creed has increased. They're recruiting kids. I mean, they got a lot of new recruits, and you know, there were two people back on Boba Fett Town, and now there's what, 20. So it's interesting to see how it's grown. But
well, how does that work? Like, are they just stealing children? Like, think about the logistics. Yeah. Like, how do they?
I was thinking where they got all the Beskar. Are they have to be made out of Beskar, those helmets, or not? Probably not.
Yeah, they're all made out of Beskar, but they had a whole bunch left over. I mean, remember the whole creed was just stacked up, and he was just picking up what he wanted. So,
oh yeah, the armorer was like collecting the remains. Old stuff. Yeah,
But I mean, then they help people in need. They sort of.
I think we'll find out where they come from, Turbo. I think there will be.
You know, I'm sure these are kids in need. They rescued them. Do you want to learn the way of the Mandalore? Great. Here's your helmet.
But it's all a bit of when it comes down to it, it's all brainwashing, really.
That kid needs a haircut before he puts his helmet on. Like, so what happens when he's you could see the hair was like at the bottom of the helmet, and then now that's your helmet stuck for life. Shave your head on your own time, I guess. Like,
don't they put on like it's like in the F1 and you know motorsports where they put on like the balaclava first, then the helmet.
Mm. Hold everything down.
Yeah.
I hope we see more.
They're going to explain more, but it's funny how, you know, you saw the trailers and you saw the heavy set you saw a lot of all that gunfighting with the crocodile, and it looked like we were moving towards some sort of Mandalorian civil war based on the way the trailer, because you didn't see the crocodile. Mm. Very clever. So, no, I like that. Good misdirection there. Like, a lot of the trailer gone in the first episode, which is good.
I loved seeing the baby Mandos. Like, the more, like, I thought it was cool that they're building a force. Like, I think that's what they were trying to say. But 100%, they're just finding fucking kids. They're just running around, need a family, bring them in.
Yeah, conscription.
Yeah. I like the detail in the here you go, Cal. The detail in the color of the helmets and the armor for the kids is very clean, very pure.
They're all different as well. Like, it wasn't just like trying to be stormtroopers or anything. Like, everyone had their
variation.
Own
variation. Yeah.
Yep.
No, we move into some good dialogue with, you know, they didn't cover everything, but they're like, you know, you've taken your helmet off. And then he's like, oh, this is a bit of a weak story. I'm sure you find a bit weak, Turbo. Like, oh, yeah, some Jawas found this on Mandalore. And I have it now. Look, Mandalore's good. We should go there. Like, I was like,
and didn't they say someone sold it to some Jawas?
Something.
Someone who traveled the surface or whatever. But I felt the whole scene was redundant. Like, there's no new information. It's everything that we just learnt in the end of last season regarding him breaking the oath and having to go to Mandalore into the mines to atone.
But the problem was, I think the mines story came up in the Book of Boba Fett. So they're sort of just going, you are an apostate. Yeah. You need to go for a spa bath in the mines of Mandalore too. And I'm kind of hoping this is resolved quickly because
they keep saying that it's like, oh, you can't go, it's all destroyed and there's poison and stuff. But I think that little stupid little piece of stuff proves that people have been there and can go there. So I think if you look at it, that someone's gone there and actually is taking shit and doing it, the place isn't as big fucking poison den.
Well, it's it cuts back to the line from the finale, the Mandalorian finale, not the Book of Boba Fett finale, that Boba Fett actually said. He goes, "Mandalore, didn't the Empire turn that planet into glass?"
Yeah.
So anyway,
that's why I thought there was a little bit more value at more than there was more value than at face value. There was like, because it was a pretty, she was a total bitch to him.
Mm.
So, you know, he just fucking saved every single one of them.
I know. It's not like, oh, hey, you know what? You were all getting thrashed by this crocodile. I came and sort of saved you. Oh, but I've taken my helmet off. I'm still not welcome here. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with Dylan in that, like, when I was watching a lot of these scenes, it felt like we'd seen it before, like a trailer plus Boba Fett. It just felt like there was nothing new. Like, I didn't actually get any more insight into any of it. It was just
– It was definitely set up. It's like someone that hasn't watched season fucking one or two, it's like setting up the rest of this season. I loved the whole thing, but I really thought it was a, hey, here's a few things. Remember, this is where we're at. This is like a base level.
Which, look, if they needed to do that in the shortest amount of time, it makes sense if that's the case. But
Let's move on to the next scene, because this was awesome. And this is your Leo moment. This was the – and we're in hyperspace. Grogu's back. That was lovely. Yes, yes. Loving the Grogu. And he's just like, ooh. And then it pans out into hyperspace and the silhouette – of the Purgle arrives. I'm so glad that Dylan, you finally watched Rebels. Mm-hmm. Turbo's already watched Rebels. Callan's watched Rebels with me. And this is the prelude to Thrawn is coming. That's all it is, isn't it, Turbo?
Yeah, it's a teaser. I've got to admit, it was a teaser. It was just one of those moments where you, like you said, it's the Leo pointing at the screen moment. Like,
and I was very proud of Andrea in this moment, because I paused and I looked at her with my eye, like, ooh, and she's like, "Are those the elephants that took the blue guy?" And I'm like,
close enough.
I'll give you a point. And then she goes, "I should be on the pod. Like, you should add me to all the group chats and stuff." And I'm like, "Yeah, nah." But good work. The blue guy, elephants, definitely. So that was very exciting. Like, you know.
But do you think we're getting the blue guy in Mando or just Ahsoka?
I think. Don't get me excited. We might get him here. I need to spend.
No, they'll save it for Ahsoka for sure.
No, I don't think so. They sort of need to introduce him now. Like,
post-credit scene.
Yeah, maybe. Bang. Like. Because Ahsoka's coming in this show 100%.
His voice.
It's going to be the voice and his eyes. That's it.
Yeah, Jesus. Just
that will be enough.
Well,
that'll be sick.
I'm, you know, there's that Carson Teva guy, and in the trailers, there's something happening out here. And by the time, you guys figure it out, it's going to be too late. Is he referring to Thrawn in that? Like, is Thrawn building something? I don't know. Like, anyway, I'm just loving that this is the year of
Thrawn. We should change the name of this podcast to Thrawn. Something to do with Thrawn.
Three men and a baby chiss.
we need to change it to the Thrawn in my side.
Yeah, that's not bad.
You have no naming privileges, Dylan.
Oh, mate, come on. Turbo likes
I do like it. I'll pay that.
That's right.
I'm going to do a spin-off.
You only get half a vote, to Dylan, and Turbo gets one, so it's still 2-1.5. No. So we got the Purgles, and then, you know, we head to Navarro, and this is where we sort of go, you know, Grogu's been training for 2 years, and, you know.
Navarro looks sick.
The Dave Navarro planet, mate, looks good, looks healthy.
Well, when you say Grogu's been training for 2 years.
Yeah.
Has he changed at all? That's the thing.
Well, it's only been one episode of 37 minutes. Turbo, but the planet's changed. There's commerce. That's what you got seven more episodes for. What do you want? You want everything in day one? I thought you were a man of patience.
Hey, how good were the droid cape carriers?
Oh yeah,
cape droids. I did like cape droids.
It reminded me of in Rick and Morty the butter droid, where he asks Rick, "What is my purpose?" And Rick says, "You you know, you get the butter, and the droid just looks back to him and says, "Oh God."
I got real Han and Lando vibes. Like, you know, this is my city. I'm successful now. Yeah, there's my capes. Like,
he's doing some dodgy shit for sure.
Not doing dodgy shit. He's just got a thriving planet now that's free of scum and villainy.
I still think there's some money laundering going on. I don't know.
Yeah, the Pikes will come back.
Pikes were never there. They're on Tatooine.
Who knows?
Tatooine.
you never knew that they were there, but they're there, mate. Yep.
The pirates rocking up and trying to get into the school. I actually thought that scene was pretty funny, and these guys are trying to be pretty smart. I'm like, Din's going to fuck you guys up straight away.
Why were they being so hard about drinking in the school? It was
very aggressive.
I found that very odd. Like,
yeah, I thought it was odd too. I don't know. Yeah.
Like, okay.
It was good that protocol droid was the one that was in back when, whatever episode it was back in Mando before. So it was the same protocol droid, if you didn't know.
Oh, really?
Yep. End of the detail. Well done, Callan. Well, plus one.
I think what the pirates were saying was like, you know, Greef used to be quite dodgy, used them for various services, but now he's turned their drinking hole into a school because, you know, the planet's thriving, everything's prosperous. He's sort of moving towards legitimacy. I don't know.
I think it's all a front for something.
A front for legitimacy. maybe it's – anyway, we'll see. But what did you think of the Babu Fricks or the Anzellans?
I fucking laughed. Like when I might have saw a picture. Were they in the trailer?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay. And I didn't know that they were droid smiths. And that just made me fucking laugh so much that there's heaps of them and they're talking absolute shit.
What do you mean you didn't know they were droid smiths? What do they work on in The Rise of Skywalker?
I know, but I just didn't connect. At the time, I didn't connect. I didn't know that they were the master droidsmith. Again, gave a lot of good detail, but it was just made me laugh, man, so much. And when he fucking hugged one.
Bad baby.
Yeah, that was. And Din just sitting in there like, this is fucking, like, tiny little area. I thought it was just very funny.
I actually related to Din a lot in that moment because I'm always, whenever my son hits another kid at playgroup, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, he's just very young, you know, like.
Yeah.
and Din's just like, oh, sorry, he's just very little.
But I got to admit that I got a soft spot for the Anzellans. I think they were the only good thing about Rise of Skywalker, so it was good to see them.
Yeah. What do you think of bringing back IG-11?
That's unnecessary.
Yeah. If they'd left it there, if they'd left it, couldn't do it, and moved on, I thought, great, he tried.
And if they could have rebuilt him by just sparking him up again, why wouldn't they have done that in the first place?
Yeah.
Oh, no, let's make a monument to him in our town square. We don't need him. But why does Din so – is that because he's very untrustworthy? That's the one of the droids he trusts? Or is it because
– he only trusts it because it was reprogrammed by
– Quill.
Cool.
So, but like, Quill. And also he's going to a planet where it might be poisoned. Send IG-11 first, maybe?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. I guess he's got the trust to
There must be another.
I thought that was odd as well. It's got to be this droid. Like, well, we got plenty over here. No, the one that's the statue that's exploded, like the Death Star.
We need Taika Waititi back. That's what they need.
Exactly, but. Anyway, is what it is. They sort of.
No, there must be something more coming from it.
But it was good that this pirate sort of, you know, they sort of, obviously, coming off the highs of the finale and having to sort of reestablish storylines, reestablish new plots, conflicts, they've done that with the pirates because you saw in the trailers the pirates were being shot at and stuff. And now, you know, there's conflict on the ground, and then we moved to this wicked space fight.
That was so cool. I really liked
one of my favorite moments. Fighting.
Yeah. that was cool.
It was like movie type stuff.
Yeah,
that was cool. I thought Tommy hated that.
I thought he was going to do another one of the Obi-Wan moves where he like waits on the.
Yeah, I thought that. Yeah.
it sort of panned as if
pretty
he was
much
going
did.
To do that.
Pretty much
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
What did you think, Terry? Were you less than enthused or?
No, I didn't mind it. I thought it looked okay, but it felt like I'd seen it before or something. Like a lot of these things, I just feel like it's been done and it's like,
well, what?
Let's reinvent the asteroid chase again. Let's do it in here. That's what I got. Like, yeah.
So call me a skeptic. It felt derivative to you.
It did, yeah. It did.
It was still 1-on-6, and he was too good. But then, what did you think of what's Josh calling him? Moss Nass.
I just call.
I was trying to think of a funny name for him. That is.
I was calling him David Jones.
I was calling him. I
just call him Seaweed Face.
Yeah, I was calling Seaweed. I'm in my notes. It's called Seaweed Monster King, but Moss Nass is way better.
Moss Nass is the best. Moss Nass is pretty
good. He's like, you are coming with me. And see you later.
The thing is, I didn't mind that because it's like a new alien we haven't seen before. It's not just it was kind of refreshing to see. It was kind of.
I'm really glad it wasn't a fucking, what is it, pull you in with the beam to any of that
Trust
shit.
The beam. Yeah.
Like, nah, bitch, I'm out. Gone. Did you see the bit when he was teaching Grogu how to do, I don't know where that was, but teaching Grogu how to use the ship?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was interesting. So that was just before all those enemies rocked up, but
yeah. That
was cool. In case Grogu's got a fight.
Well, that's also from the trailer, Cal. So that's probably why Turbo's like, oh, I've seen this before.
Yeah, what? I felt like I've seen it before.
Did he say it in the trailer?
Yeah, he says being a Mandalorian is more than just fighting. You need to navigate the galaxy, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, but I don't think you showed him all the gauges and shit in the trailer.
No, but that dialogue's in the trailer. And you see that. Anyway, we move on to Kavala, which is adjacent to Mandalore, where, you know, did she see the ship coming and then assume the position of zero fucks given on the seat, or was she just sitting there waiting for someone?
This has to be explained later. It was the dumbest fucking scene I've ever seen. It was the dumbest fucking thing. She's sitting there, like, basically how I'm sitting right now, just sitting back going, if she had a smoke, it would have just made it even funnier.
She was pretty grumpy.
I reckon it was set up. I reckon it's like she was talking shit. People are there somewhere, hiding in the bushes.
People are gone. She's having a monster sook. You took my sword and now I have no people and it's all your fault.
She could be lying, though.
Didn't the scene end just as he was walking away from her? Like, we didn't see where he went after that. So there could be some – next episode could be still in that scene.
Well, no. Well, you know, like they had some dialogue, you know, like if you've got the sword, you wave that thing around and they'll go with you. And he's like, well, I'm going to go to Mandalore. I'm going to prove that it's not poison and I'm going to go on the mines. And she's like, well, you're a fool. It's over here if you really need to go, but that place is cooked. And goodbye, Din Djarin.
Yeah, but I reckon there's people still there. I think she was lying.
Why? Why would she lie?
He
came there to join her. She's got nothing. She's just got you know, she's from a very wealthy house, but she's got nothing now. All the Mandalorians, they only believe in that Darksaber. So without
that's just what she wants him to think. Double bluff.
Really?
But no, I thought it was interesting. It was odd. It was just.
It was definitely the weaker of the three premieres because, I mean, you know, you sort of had Baby Yoda reveal. Fighting a crate dragon, Boba Fett reveal, and this one. That's the thing. It's a pregnant pause, keeping Turbo's gunpowder dry. And that's the thing. If you remember, the Book of Boba Fett first episode was weak, but the second episode was
really banger, good. The next one.
And the same with Andor. First couple of episodes were kind of weak, and then third one, bang.
A week's such a fucking negative thing, man. I just don't think it was that weak.
I don't this is my feeling about the whole thing is that it ticked a lot of boxes. There was like this scene and this scene. And when we talked about it just now, I was like, yeah, I like that. But the whole thing to me felt kind of clunky and flat, like altogether.
Well, because you've been for 800 days, we're like, oh my God, how are we going to top Luke Skywalker? Well, you can't. You just can't. Unless, like, I don't know, fucking. Thrawn flies on the Chimera and lands on Mos Nass's head to Darth Revan in the background. I don't know. Like,
just- no, it's not about what happened. It was about the execution of it. Like, so, like I said, it ticked a lot of boxes. Like, check, yeah, we got this. We got this scene. We got this scene. We've done some exposition. We know where everyone is. We know that Cara Dune's off with the fucking special forces.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Like, tick all the boxes, and then, like, it just felt like it was just stitched together. It wasn't, like, it didn't feel like a story. Like, it didn't, there was no arc. It was just tick a box, get along with it, and that was my issue with it overall. But like I said, when you talk about scenes like the Bubba Fricks and all the, like, you know, it was all good. Like, little moments were really good, but altogether I just thought it was just a bit clunky. So
McClunky.
McClunky. Definitely a setup hopefully the rest of the season.
It was good to be back. I mean, I liked it. 37 minutes was short for a first episode. And that's with credits and previews and recaps. So, but the next episode, I think, is 45 minutes. It's called The Minds of Mandalore.
Oh, okay. Maybe getting it a bit sooner than we thought.
He could have his little, he's just going to jump in the spring and then, because I mean, it's the thing. I don't feel like the stakes are raised. Like, I feel like he's on a pretty mediocre mission. Oh, you've got to have take a hot swim to redeem yourself between these fucking cult people that are ridiculous. And, you know, you've got Bo-Katan who's sort of, sooking up about, you know, how his clan fractured their people. She's lost the people. It's heading towards, I think maybe you're right, Cal. There is some sort of misdirection from her. Like,
I don't know. I think it's going to give us what his next think, like the focus is with that saber and all that sort of shit. I think it's, if we can nip this whole, you're fine, dip your head in, get baptized, whatever he fucking has to do. And then, the next like six episodes. Hey, is that eight episodes all up?
Thought about, so I'll make a joke and then I'll make something serious. I was gonna say, what if he just dips himself in the water and realizes, wait, this doesn't do fucking anything. I could have just gone in any bit of water and said I've done it, right? Anyway, the more serious thing, have we not thought that there's a potential that he goes back there and some sort of PTSD triggers inside, you know, the flashbacks again from the purge and, you know, might send him into a fray of some kind.
I don't think so.
I think there'll be flashbacks, but I think there will be. They're probably at some stage in this season. They might throw some things out there. They're throwing just a little bit
more of it, right?
Yeah. Mm.
Well, I think now that I've had some chance, more time to think about it, is that he'll go to Mandalore, do his little refresher course, become, you know, a Mandalorian citizen, capable of being the next leader. And then they see him with the sword. There'll be people there, like people there hiding, Last of Us style. There's still some pockets of human life there. And by going to Mandalore and proving that it's still habitable and everything, he's the next natural choice as leader. So, in fact, if anything, it's working against Bo-Katan. Bo-Katan's going to get even more filthy that Din is the next rightful leader of Mandalore. And having gone there, he'll be this legend. I don't know. I think going there is going to do wonders for the myth.
I was going to say, do you think he really believes that he needs to go to the have his spa?
100%.
Do you think he's doing it for the long game in terms of reuniting all of Mandalore? He doesn't care about the Children of the Watch. He actually cares about all of Mandalore.
No, he
doesn't. So that's what I think.
He's all about that armor lady and that little creed is all he cares about, like being accepted in their eyes.
No, I think Grogu is his sole focus now.
That's what I don't get is, like, all the resolution was that they're their own clan. And, you know, Grogu's his focus. And I think that he's playing the long game. I think he doesn't give a shit about the Children of the Watch, but he's doing it to go through the motions to say, yep, I've had a spa bath. I'm now one of you again, but he's got a bigger game.
But all the other Mandalorians take their helmets off all the time. He's like, oh, you guys are cool, and you can take your helmets off. Let's just
no. But what I'm saying is, he wants the Children of the Watch on his side, or he wants to unite all.
If there is some sort of civil war,
yeah. Mm. Because like, I don't think he believes it. I don't think he believes that he needs to do it. I just
that's
think
what he's I'm saying. I genuinely don't feel he's ignorant enough to just believe. Well, like you said, he could be brainwashed. He's like
character codes if he doesn't change, right? Mm. So why does he just want to be part of the Children of the Watch still?
Mm.
He has to be doing it for a bigger reason.
Yeah, and that's what that's the interesting part. We're not sure. Because, like, if he goes dips his head in there, it's like, then what? Like, what that's a
decision. Yeah, then what? Yeah, what's the next thing? So I just think unless
he goes there with the intention of doing it full well, planning to do it, but something or someone or some people stop him from doing it, and then it ends up that there's a conflict.
Thrawn's just having a bath and there's like, what the fuck
you
doing?
you may enter, Din. Join me.
No, I don't think Din's that stupid, or maybe he is, but I just think he's
there's something more here, right?
Playing the long game.
Interesting. Well,
I just got Thrawn having a bath in my head now.
Yes, well, maybe. I don't think so. But he didn't get the Darksaber out this episode.
Question on it, though. Question on it.
Yeah, he was. I think, I don't know. I like the fact that I don't know where it's going. It's not yes. So obvious that what's happening next. It could, like, literally. It could be anything, and it's not. I mean, yeah, the fact that
I think with the absence of a post-credit scene, make this more enjoyable because we're left speculating what's next, rather than post-credit scene with a hint of what's coming. You know, we can sort of piece it together that way, and I think that's what we've done in the past. Us not having that creates great discussions.
I never watch the credit scene. I'm going to start doing it. I just turn the thing off straight away.
No, that should be good. And it's already it's already Sunday, so we're not far off. 3 days away, and we're back.
Try for a group watch next time.
Oh god, my kids! Every time I want to do something, he just pulls out the shittest behavior. I didn't get to watch till 7:50 or so. So
how about you come to our side of town, mate?
What's your side of town? What to do with it?
Or
out of your house.
Yeah, why don't you leave your house?
I'm going to put my kids – maybe, I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Just group watch. We'll just text at the same time. Plus, Turbo's not allowed to watch it without his son.
Yeah, I got to watch it with Luke. He won't let me watch it without anyone.
Yeah, so. You pretend, Turbo. You just go, ooh, space crocodile. First time seeing that. Very cool.
No, he's honestly just as skeptical as me about it as well. He's like, is that it? Like, you know, he's very very grounded in that way. He's not like, yeah, he's hard to please.
Well, there's no
like father, like son.
There's no major gushing. It's not, but it, you know, it's only episode one. We're back 7 episodes. I think it can't be a banger every episode. It wasn't filler. It was just
tick a box. That's all I can say.
Tick a box.
A good parallel, like you just said, Matt. Not every episode can be a banger. Last of Us started with such a big bang, and it has been good, but it's not been great.
They call the last episode woke filler.
Woke filler. Yeah, true.
Are you watching The Last of Us, Turbo?
I've watched it yet.
I'm saving it, so I'll watch it when watching in one hit.
Yeah, I think it'll be good that way, Turbo. Much better.
My wife is watching it. She loves it. I'm watching it with her. And it's interesting how Pedro Pascal is just dominating everything at the moment. He's even
the fatherhood roles.
He's even the biggest meme in the world at the moment with the one, you know, the Spider-Man one you sent me. I got one today and it said, you saw the one I posted. Like I said, Nick Cage, like your son waking up at parents waking up at 4:30 a.m. and then it's toddlers wanting to start their day at 4:30 and it's Pedro Pascal going. So
see, I miss all these memes. I don't touch Twitter anymore. So I've sort of been.
I'll send it to you on Instagram. Turbo Turbo has quit Twitter. Everyone, he's
No, I haven't deleted it. I've deleted it from my phone.
Yes, but you haven't quit Twitter either. You asked me to look up subjects on Twitter for you.
No, you did.
Can you tell me if Luke Shaw is injured and what Twitter's saying? Okay, so I'm your Twitter proxy.
It doesn't have to be Twitter. It's about news. No, what I'm saying is I've deleted the app from my phone. Just it's been good, so I don't constantly look at it.
Yeah,
I'll have it on my desktop. You know, look at it. You know, once or twice a week. So it's been really good. I don't get bogged down in Twitter dramas or any of that bullshit, so I'm really enjoying it.
So you obviously miss the quarrel of the podcast and the puppets.
I don't know what you're talking about. I got no clue.
Apparently, Rebel Force Radio and Matt Grant from Blue Bantha Milk there was some issue about a Lando puppet.
Oh. Is that okay? Yeah, he was doing a Lando puppet. Yeah, no, I did hear about that, but that was from Matt directly. It wasn't via Twitter. So, okay. Yeah.
Well, Matt Frost texted me going, "What's your take on this?" And I have no idea. And then I dug a little deeper, and then I saw it as like, are they fighting over a Lando puppet? So that was interesting.
Yeah.
But no, it's good you're out of the Twitterverse. You're missing out on all this garbage goodness that's. Dylan's a part. It's all Dylan's fault. He's
I don't miss it. I don't miss it at all.
I don't do any of that shit. I can't be bothered.
I'm just the guy on Twitter just harassing everyone. So
no, it gives you time to do other things. And like, you know, I've actually watched more TV, more movies, and like, I just spent less time wading through.
How much time are you spending on Twitter?
I was just about to say, if you have time to watch a movie instead of being on Twitter, how much are you sitting on Twitter, bro?
What are you tweeting?
No, it's just, you know, you get distracted sometimes, right? And then as soon as the distractions are gone, you can focus on other things.
So do you look at Instagram reels?
No, only the ones you send me. I can't believe some of the shit you send me. Mate, I don't.
You know the meme of from what's the moon Marvel shit? Fuck, forget.
Moon Knight.
Moon Knight, where he grabs the moon and it's all the reels of, you know, hundreds of beings sent at a time. No?
No.
No.
Okay, I'll send it to you.
Got nothing.
That was...
But one thing I have been watching is Poker Face, Rian Johnson. I think he's the showrunner and he's written a few episodes and directed the latest one, I think. But it's a very good detective show with Natasha Lyonne, so you've got to watch.
She had a good – you know, she was addicted to heroin.
Yeah. She was on I forgot what podcast it was, but yeah, no, she had a period of like 10 years where she didn't work. She was sort of out of it, but she's doing some great stuff.
Yeah, she's good. I'm saving that. So, are you watching Shrinking?
Yes, I am.
That's very good.
It is very good. Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford is just Harrison Ford in that show. I would imagine he's that grumpy.
He is. Yeah.
He's that grumpy and it's so good. I'll give you my Apple TV logins if you want, Dylan. And then Ted Lasso comes back next week.
Yep.
Are you excited for that, Turbo? What do you expect?
I am, and I have plans to visit Richmond. So, as you guys know, I'm going to Star Wars Celebration. We've got actually 3 weeks in the UK, so it's not really all about Celebration. So we've got. I'm going to 3 of the 4 days of Celebration, so I'll be in London for 4 or 5 days up front, and then we're heading out and we're going to go drop into Richmond and then in Ted Lasso territory and then head up to Scotland. Actually, no, we're doing the Harry Potter tour in Leavesden before that, and then we're heading up to Scotland as well. So, and then after Scotland, hopefully bucket list item, I'm going to see a Liverpool FC game. Versus Liverpool FC versus Nottingham Forest.
Are you sitting next to Kev?
No, you can't sit together. You know,
oh, that's right.
Home and away supporters. But Kev is going. He's on the bus. Kev's on the bus. So
why don't you dress up as a Nottingham fan for the day and then put your Liverpool jersey underneath and see if you live?
No. I want to be a proud Liverpudlian. So no, that's going to be good. It's going to be fun.
Having a bovril with Kev after the game.
Yeah, cup of tea and a bovril.
Yuck. Can't imagine it. Apparently it's some sort of Vegemite tasting tea that they drink over there.
It's just like drinking beef stock, basically.
Doesn't sound great, but
it is what it is.
That sounds how this podcast tastes. So on that note, we will call it a night. It's been good to be back, guys. We're going to be back every week without fail, even if it's just me giving bitter diatribes about how awesome it is. We'll be back. I can't speak for all four, but the majority will be there. It's good to see you guys, and may that force be with you.
And may the force be with all of us.
May the force be with everyone.
Ooh.
This is the way.